WAXI.
To the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back. We've just concluded national anthem. Great job by the Ruben Park Pep Band. Attica will be dressed in their road red uniforms, trimmed out in white and black. River to Park, as we mentioned, white uniforms, but trimmed in black and in camo. Really sharp-looking uniform, Stephen. I kind of wondered, is it a uniform they share, or a uniform that players would get to keep? What an honor to get to keep a uniform like that. Nice crowd tonight for this Wabash River Conference matchup. Riverton looking for their first win in conference play. Attica looking to stay alive. Currently sit in the second spot with a 2-1 record. Stephen, I believe you were able to grab those starting lineups.
Yep, we got them. We're ready to go here. Attica, once again, visitors, red uniforms, white numbers trimmed in black. Starting for them is going to be 6'5" senior Alton Martin, 6' senior David Burris, a 5'10" senior in Drew Sheridan, 6'3" senior Chase Little, and 6'3" sophomore Brant Pattingale. Riverton Park, starting five, will be 5'10" junior Brandon Hazard, 6' sophomore Pearson Barnes, 6'1" senior Jonathan Verasco, a 6'1" junior in Garrett Lawson, and 6'4" junior in Logan Harrison.
Thanks, Stephen. It will be Little and Barnes. Tips in the backcourt, controlled by Alton Martin. Interesting, they got him listed at 6'5". He doesn't look 6'5 to me, Stephen. He had quite a game at North Romania tonight. 29 points last three coming from half court. That conference win. Shot by Burris off the mark. Rebound Lawson. Up the floor come the Panthers. Good ball fake. Lawson gets the defense in the air. He rattles home a 15-foot jumper. Panthers with a quick 2-0 lead.
Yeah, good patience, good control. How many times did we see that ball fake dribble called a travel? Gets the ball down in time. Good jumper.
Martin with the basketball. Tries to work in the post area. Lose control of the ball, picked up by Riverton Park. Verasco hands the ball off to Hazard. Back to Jonathan. Top of the key. Hazard penetrates, and I think it did go off his leg. Good call by Tommy McIntyre, one of our officials in the ball game tonight. Will be Sheridan with the ball in between the circles, guarded by Lawson. Gives it up to Burris. They run the back cut to Little. Little shot, no good. Two really good scorers in this ball game for Attica, Stephen. Little and Martin. Easily those two able to produce 20-plus points in a ball game, as they did last week at North Vermillion. I'm not sure what the discussion was, but it is Panther basketball. Out front, Hazard. To Barnes. Now Jonathan out front. Hazard for three. His shot good. Panthers 2-for-2 from the field. They lead 5-0. Near side, Martin. Mark works the baseline. His jumper won't go. Lawson with another rebound. Outlet to Verasco. Johnson pulls up for a deep three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Martin. Sheridan on the near wing, out front, Burris. Sheridan open for three. His jumper good. Kind of sense this could be a high-scoring affair tonight, Stephen.
Yeah, that shot looked good as it left his hands. Previous possession by Verasco, that pull-up in transition, no problem with it at all. Whenever he steps into a shot, he shoots with a lot of confidence.
I like the ball movement right now by the Panthers. Good crisp passes, good spacing on the floor. Hazard penetrates, shot won't go. Harrison with the rebound to Verasco. Jonathan fires the three, it's off the mark. Rebound, Pattingale. Quickly up the floor, Martin on the move. Out front, Sheridan open for another three. It looks good, it is good. Sheridan with back-to-back threes. Attica goes from five down to up one, 6-5. Verasco near side to Lawson. Out front to Hazard. Now the ball gets reversed. Near side, Barnes. Good ball reversal is what you got to do to make the defense shift. Four out, one in offense for the Panthers. Passer typically will cut to the lane. Jonathan will reset the offense. The high ball screen set by Harrison. No rotation out on the shooter. Brandon makes the pay. Hazard with his second field goal. He has five in the first quarter. Now Attic in the half court. Sheridan to Little. They'll say he was pushed from behind by Hazard. That will be his first. Actually, it's the first foul of the ball game.
So B.J. Hopton will come into the game to replace Lawson. Lawson was big on the boards there early.
Under the basket. Sheridan brings it in to Little. Little touch pass to Pattingale. Now Burris at the top of the key. Off the heel to rim. Long rebound. At the free throw line to Barnes. Up the floor to Hazard. Has the lane. Creates contact. He gets the shot to go. It'll be an and one. Good recognition by Brandon when he got the ball on the near wing, Stephen. He realized the defense, although they had retreated, they really had visually picked him up, created the contact with Pattingale. Free throw good. Brandon has eight of the first 10 for Riverton Park. They lead by four, 10-6. I thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud, IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. Martin for three. Three field goals for Attica, all behind the arc. 10-9 in favor of the Panthers. Penetration, kick, Barnes for three. Rebound to Burris. Rambler's in the front court. Martin works to his left. Back to Burris. Left wide open for three. His shot won't go. Rebound Hazard. Let's thank WTHI. Depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. Adele Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Hopton with the ball in the far wing. He works against Little out front to Harrison. Now the ball gets reversed. Hopton on the cut. Verasco can't get him the basketball. Now Hazard at the top of the key. Brings it near side to Barnes. One thing you've got to do, you've got to keep the ball moving. If you get the defense moving, keep the ball moving. If you hold the basketball, allow the defense to reset. Recover if you have anybody out of position. Barnes with the penetration. Creates the contact. It's going to be a foul. I believe it will be on Pattingale, which will be his second.
Yeah, a little bit of a delayed call coming in, but I think Patton Gale was moving over. So they're going to call him on the body, getting Pearson Barnes to the free throw line. Right now, Riverton, as you say, trying to move the ball, just a little bit of a read-and-react type of an offense. Then Coach Simmons gets a play call in, and thus far they've done a very good job of executing all of those for Coach Simmons here tonight.
Barnes connects on the first free throw, several substitutions, and quite honestly, Steven, I think for a start of the ball game, this has been a segment of about 5.5 minutes, probably as well as we've seen Riverton Park play offensively, especially in the half court. Second free throw too hard. Rebound Attica. Panthers with a 2-point lead at 11-9. Little out front, pick and roll with Martin. Martin's going to get the hoop and harm. We'll say contact came from Lawson. Martin has five. Atkinson into the lineup for Coach Simmons. For Attica, Seth Hartman. And Eli Kirkpatrick. Martin good on the free throw. Attica with a 1-point lead at 12-11. Like Think About Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Hoffman hands the ball off to Hazard. On the baseline to Lawson. Now they go quick ball reversal, get right back into the weave. Good offense, good patience, good recognition when something's not there. Now they have spacing problems. They turn the ball over. Martin up the far side. Loses control of the ball. He has to throw the ball off a player from Riverton Park. It does go out of bounds. It'll be Attica basketball. Breakdown on the out of bounds play by the Panthers. Martin makes a quick cut to the weak side of the basket. He gets the shot. He draws the foul.
Foul on Hopton, his first. That's going to be the third on the team. Martin with an opportunity here. Extend the lead out to four if he makes it.
And he does, and I think you didn't work with me last Friday night, but I think you could tell early, Stephen, that he's a force on the offensive end in particular. His point total at 9. He leads all scorers in the ball game. Clock is down to 1:30. Panthers with the basketball. They trail by 4. Martin almost steals the ball out front. Now Little does. It's a 2-on-1. Good job by Hazard. Not sure if Little was going to shoot it or pass it.
I think he was going to try to get that one back weak side to Martin. So good quick hands by Hazard. Well, I think right now, you know, we praised Riverton for moving the ball back and forth, but I think we're seeing too much back and forth and not enough attack.
3-point shot, no good by Little. Hopped in the corner for 3. His shot, good. Give Verosco the assist. Panthers cut the lead to 1 at 15-14. Good job of making the extra pass. Good job by Hopton. Get those feet set, ready to take the shot when he got the ball in the corner. Sheridan fires a 3. It's short. Rebound Verosco. Jonathan in the middle of the floor with the penetration. Drop off pass to Atkinson. Nice spin move. Shot won't go. Rebound to Hartman. Sheridan out front, guarded by Atkinson. And he's going to be fouled on the shot. That's going to send Sheridan to the free throw line. The point guard, 2 3-point field goals in the first quarter. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, the Park County RMC, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. First free throw is short. Barnes will replace Atkinson. Sheridan does get a second free throw. Panthers with 4 fouls, just 2 on Attica in the opening quarter. Second free throw also off the mark. Stays at a one-point lead, 15-14 for Attica. Panthers with the basketball, clock at 15. They'll hold for one unless they get a layup. Passer's got a count going. And it's going to be a five. No, it's going to be a timeout. Coach Simmons will take a quick timeout as well. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Driven to Park High School, 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Welcome back to River Park High School. 9.6 seconds left in our opening quarter. It's been a good one. One-point lead for Attica. Panthers have the basketball. Verosco in the backcourt to Hazard. He works against Martin, and he's going to be called for the travel. More than enough time for Attica to get shot off. They had the ball full court with 2.7. Martin's the young man that knocked down the shot. He lets this one fly. It hits the backboard. But he's off the mark. We played one. Red Ramblers by one, 15-14. We'll be right back for second quarter action from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs, contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. 8 minutes on the clock as we get set for our second quarter of play. Panthers with the basketball. Hazard's pass knocked away by Kirkpatrick. Hazard, Harrison, Hopton, Barnes, and Lawson. Ball comes near side to Hopton. They'll use a high ball screen from Harrison. This pass picked off by Sheridan. Up the floor to Hartman. Scoop pass. Martin with the layup. Good execution of the break by Attica. That's going to be a block. Foul on Kirkpatrick.
That's a great call by Tommy. Kirkpatrick was set, but leaning in a little bit to try to draw the contact.
Brandon goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws here could get him in double digits. First one comes up short. I'd like to thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Valley Pro Construction, the complete general contractor in Clinton. Hazard splits the pair at the free throw line. Attica with the basketball. Martin at the free throw line. Works up the right side of the lane. His drop-off pass to Kirkpatrick. Ball's loose. Lob pass actually hits the rim from Sheridan. And it's Panthers with the basketball. Good pick and roll. Lawson on the back end. Gets the layup. Hopton gets the credit for the assist. We're tied at 17. Jumper good by Little. He works off the screen. Now going to get some half-court pressure by Attica. Up the floor to Harrison. Backside Hopton left open for three. His jumper won't go. Rebound Kirkpatrick. A little nice move. Gets the defense in the air. But it was the defense on the backside of Hazard. Hazard actually strips the ball. Atkinson and Verasco back in the ball game for Coach Simmons. 6:22 to go in quarter number two. Attica with the two-point lead, 19-17. Little work to the right side. Shot too hard off the glass. Rebound Hopton up the floor to Barnes. Penetrates. Jumper good from 15. We're tied at 19. Really competitive ball game right now. We've gone back and forth. Little works off a screen to his left. Picks his dribble up. Guarded by Verasco. It's now Martin Barnes. Martin for three. His shot short. Good hustle by Barnes to come up with the rebound. He works in the backcourt across the timeline. And dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. It'll be Attica basketball.
Jim, I think another thing you're seeing here is just two offenses that are working incredibly efficiently. They're executing what they want in the half court. They're getting shot opportunities up, limiting the turnovers for the most part here early, but just playing with a lot of energy.
Martin on the far side works to his left over the top of the defense to Little. Out front to Sheridan. He'll work in between the circles against Verasco. Picks his dribble up. Nowhere to go yet. Now he finds Hartman late. Hartman to Kirkpatrick. Back to Martin on the near wing. Little on the baseline. Pulls up from 15. He's jumping good. We have a Valley Pro Construction timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Attica by two, 21-19. From Riverton Park on 104.9.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Kind of got caught up in that celebration as well. Looking around, the timeout was probably as much to recognize Chase Little, who, with that jumper, accumulated his 1,000th point. Quite an accomplishment for any young man. Congratulations to him. We play on at it. Excuse me, Panthers with the basketball. Out front, guarded by Sheridan. Comes near side to Atkinson. Verasco in between the circles. Gives it up, gets it back, brings it near side to Barnes. Over the top at the free throw line to Harrison. Jonathan gets around the defense. His jumper good for 15. Tied once again, this time it's at 21. Sheridan out front against the man-to-man defense of Riverton Park. Barnes picks the pass off. Takes it to the glass. He's fouled by Martin. That'll send Barnes to the free throw line. Defense creates the offense, an opportunity for the Panthers to take the lead. We'd like to thank Todd DeBurta for the funeral home in Cayuga. The Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. First free throw off the hill of the rim. Lawson and Burris into the Attica lineup.
Second free throw on the way is good. Give the Panthers the 1 point lead at 22-21. Back cut on to Martin. His shot won't go. Atkinson with the rebound to Verasco. Jonathan on the right side works the dribble against Sheridan. On the baseline, Atkinson drives. Tough shot. He got under that basket pretty far. It's going to be a jump ball between he and Kirkpatrick. It will be Attica basketball. Patton Gale returns for Coach Patton. We're down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds in our first half. Their side, Burris. Good fake. Takes a tough shot. It won't go. Another rebound for Atkinson. That's the floor to Lawson. Now Barnes in the corner left open. His shot short. Good hustle. He throws it off the leg of an Attica player. It'll remain Panther basketball. Let's thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Inbound pass deflected out of bounds by Sheridan.
In the last couple of possessions defensively, really disciplined from Harrison in the post. They've been some drives that he could have easily picked up a foul, but he stays in there, maintains his verticality, keeps those arms straight up, just challenges the shot, and has made two easy layups very difficult for Attica.
Once again, Sheridan knocks the ball out of bounds as Verasco works up the left side. And it's a good thing it was Barnes tracking down the ball. Not too many players, I think, could have got to that pass, Stephen. Now Panthers in the front court. On the baseline. The defense by Sheridan. You can tell he's a nice defensive player. On the drive, a foul on Attica. That will be their fifth. On Burris. His first, fifth on the team. I thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Tacoma areas. In the post, Verasco to Harrison. With the left-handed shot, it's good. Panthers lead by three, 24-21. Burris on the baseline to Little. 15-foot jumper. No good. Patton Gale with the rebound. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Little. It's now Martin on the drive. Shut off on the baseline. Pass to Sheridan. Sheridan for three. His shot won't go. Rebound Atkinson. Alex has done a nice job on the boards off the bench for Coach Simmons. You'll have to help me with the numbers, Stephen, but an opportunity, I think, for the Panthers to maybe grab their biggest lead of the ball game. They lead by three. A basket here would make it five, possibly six.
Good back cut by Barnes.
I just like to work without the basketball. There's not standing around. There's good spacing on the floor. High ball screen. Verasco for three, but I think it's going to be an illegal screen.
Now, there's a play very early on in the ball game after that high ball screen, where Harrison rolls to kind of seal off the defender from getting around that screen as they're going under. He got away with it the first time. Coaches raised a little cane, a little stink that first time, and they got the call that time.
Patrick returns for Attica. We're at 1:30. I'd like you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet, the Verner Funeral Home halftime show. Little at the free throw line. His jumper good. Cuts the lead to one, 24-23. I'd like to thank Future X Industries, Bloomingdale Marshall and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in KU. The Little with the steal. He'll lay it up with the left hand. Attica regains the lead. Four straight by Little.
Once again, just an indication how quick the game can change. Talking about Riverton possibly taking their biggest lead of the game. Now they find themselves down a point.
Lawson on the baseline. Send it out front to Verosco. Ball gets reversed to Hazard. Little's going to steal another one. The race to the basket with the left hand. The shot goes. Good job of using the body, keeping the ball away from the defense. Little has six straight. He's taken Attica from three down to three up here in the latter stages of the quarter. Barnes for three in the corner. It won't go. Ball rebounded by Martin. Martin to Little. Attacks the basket. This time with the right hand. The shot's good. I don't think this is a game that Riverton wants to get into, racing up and down the floor. Harrison with the shot at the buzzer. It won't go, but a good close to the half for Attica. They score the last eight, all by Chase Little. They lead by five, 29-24. Stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet, the Riverton Funeral Home Halftime Show on 104.9 WAXI.
This shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team, making quality plastics since 1969. Future X Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future X is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future X Industries.
What has your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Before I start, a little birdie told me that we have a birthday in the house.
Welcome back to
Riverton
Park High School and our Clark Chevrolet, the Riverton Funeral Home halftime show. We've got a good one going, folks. It's a 5-point lead for Attica, 29-24. Got a lot more competitive ball game than this 5-point spread would indicate. Up until last minute, Riverton Park really in a good position. They led 24-21, but a 15-foot jumper in the half-court set, and then three straight transition layups by Little. Takes him from three down to five up. I really like what I'm seeing out of the Panthers tonight. If they can stay out of the situation of pushing the ball up and down the floor, if you can keep Attica in the half court, I think you got a pretty good chance to win this ball game. But if you fall behind, start taking quick shots, allowing long rebounds, and you turn the ball over out front as we saw late, you got some three-point, some half-court shots. That's probably when Attica is at their best in getting the ball up and down the floor.
Oh, they looked really good when they got a chance to get out and run the floor. Just the athleticism of Little and the skill that we see out of Martin, certainly their speed shows. And it is going to be a tough ball game if you get into that track meet. So Riverton Park has been very, very good, being disciplined offensively, moving the ball from side to side. As we said, at times maybe a little bit too much, where Attica's being able to anticipate those passes up towards the top. And they've gotten a chance to get some steals, to get some breakout buckets. But as you said, I think for the most part, from an overall perspective, Riverton Park is playing as well as we've seen them. They really seem to have a lot of confidence in this four-out offense that they're running. Pass to a wing, get to the corner, the wing cuts through. And it just allows that ball movement to really go from side to side, try to break the defense down a lot. The kids continue to play with a high level of energy.
Well, I think their half-court offense has been as good tonight, Steven, as – I don't know, we've probably seen them play six, seven times so far this year. And
from a half-court offensive standpoint, they've really done a nice job of reversing the basketball from side to side, working without the basketball. Their decision-making's been incredibly good, and had it not been for a stretch of turnovers late, they would find themselves in the lead. And I just like their approach and the improvement we've seen in the half-court offense against what I think is a good Attica ball club despite a 4-8 record. And, you know, we talked about the teams that they've played. And, I mean, the signature win on the year for them is over Covington. And then what North Vermillion did early on, North Vermillion, you know, one of those favorites in the conference, and they go on the road and they knock off North Vermillion last week at North Vermillion. So what you've done here in the first half is what I think is against a very solid basketball team, and you ought to feel pretty good about that. Now, clean up that turnover situation, and you can win this ball game.
Well, the other thing, you know, you really didn't touch on it. We didn't talk about it a whole lot as it took place, but when Logan Harrison got called for that foul up top on the pick and roll, John Ferrasco makes that shot. He hits that three-pointer. And so you take those 3 points off the board, which could have extended that lead out to, I believe it would have been 7 at that point. But instead, you come down, you have the shot from Chase Little, then you have the turnover steal layup followed by another, and it's just amazing how quickly that momentum left you. So here Riverton Park to go in with a huge swing, knocking down a three-point shot, but unfortunately it turns the other way, and they find themselves now down 5 going into the half. So just maintaining your discipline and valuing every single possession is going to be absolutely key going down the stretch in this ballgame.
Well, let's take a halftime break on our Clark Chevrolet DeVerger Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from half number one, game number two, from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto, and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Attica's returned to the floor. We await Panthers game one. The girls' WRC matchup goes to Attica, 45-31 over Riverton Park. At halftime of the boys' game, it's a 5-point lead for Attica, 29-24. Stephen, let's take a look at statistics from the first half.
All right. For Attica, they're led by Chase Little. He's got 12 points. Young man shooting 6 of 10 from the floor. Has been very, very efficient offensively. 11 points to Alton Martin. He's 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. Then Drew Sheridan has accumulated 6 points. He's 2 of 4 from the floor. Both of those jumpers coming behind the 3-point line. He is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So Attica put up 29 points from 3 players here in that first half. For Riverton Park, they are led by Brandon Hazard with 9 points. He started off very hot, knocked down a jumper from behind the arc. He's 3 of 4 overall from the floor. Got an and-one bucket to go along with those points. So he's been very, very efficient, very effective in this first half. 4 points apiece to Garrett Lawson and Pearson Barnes. 3 points for B.J. Hopton. Jonathan Roscoe with 2. Logan Harrison with 2 points as well. As a team, Attica is shooting 60% from two-point range. They're 9 of 15. 27% from three-point. 3 of 11 for them there. And then they're just 2 of 4 for 50% from the free throw line. Riverton Park, on the other hand, shooting 64%. They're 7 of 11 on their 2-point field goals. Shooting 2 of 8 behind the arc. They're 25% there and shooting 57% as they're 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Turnover comparison for Attica. Just had them with 4 turnovers in half number one. for Riverton Park. They had 7.
Thanks, Timmy. Great job, as you always do. Both teams have returned to the floor. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here in our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. We're about 90 seconds away from the start of the second half, so we'll send it back to studio, allow for some commercial breaks, and when we come back, we'll be set. For second half action from Riverton Park High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back as we get set for second half action. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. Game number 2 of our boy-girl doubleheader. Game 1 goes to the Attica Lady Red Ramblers, 45-31. The boys' Attica team leads by 5 here at halftime, 29-24. Our next broadcast will take place on Tuesday from South Vermillion High School. And what a battle that ought to be in girls' basketball between North Vermillion and South Vermillion. Girls' conference up for air, Stephen. Up in the air, I had told you that mathematically, there's a chance that 5 teams could finish with 5-2 records and finish tied at the top of the Wabash River Conference of Basketball. I'm sure a historian can tell you, you know, the most number that's ever tied for a conference title. But five would be quite amazing. And kind of ran through that scenario. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Turnover by the Panthers. Into the front court come the Red Ramblers. Burris in between the circles. Soft defense by Verasco to Sheridan. Screen and roll between he and Pat and Gill. Nothing working on the backside, Little. Now they send it into the post to Pat and Gill. Pass to Martin. I don't know how he got the pass. Not very good spacing. Good hands by Martin. Does a little up and under to split the defense. Gets the shot at the rim to go. So it's been 10 straight by Attica. They now lead by 7, 31-24. Martin on the far wing, out front to Burris. To Little. Little fires a 3. It's short. Good work on the boards by Burris. It's put back, blocked by Harrison, picked up by Verasco. Kicks to Lawson. Lawson for 3. Garrett shot short. And Hazard fouls on the rebound. That'll be the first on the team here in the second half. That's the second on Brandon.
It's one of those things that we've seen, we've talked about a little bit, but, you know, kind of a transition basket opportunity where you see a player go and settle behind the three-point line. Now, for Garrett, that's a great shot. He's a very good three-point shooter, but it's just interesting to see players really crowding that three-point line when they have the opportunity.
Nice give and go. Give Patton another assist. He finds Burris cutting down the lane. It's now 12 straight by Attica. Ball kicked on the baseline by Little. It'll remain Panther basketball. Hofton into the lineup for Coach Simmons. He'll join Hazard, Harrison, Lawson, and Barnes. Good move by Harrison. Shot won't go. Gets it back. Puts it up with the left hand. His shot good. Coach Simmons calls the timeout. The Valley Pro Construction timeout. A full timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back to Riverton Park High School. Attica 33, Riverton Park 26 on 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back. Attica with the basketball. They lead by 7, 33-26. Just gone under the six-minute mark here in quarter three. A nice half-court set. Martin fouled as he got a ball on the back cut from Sheridan. I believe the foul is on Harrison.
Call that on Pearson Barnes.
Okay.
So I think he had it clean up top, Harrison that is, but the foul must have come from behind.
First on Barnes. That's at Grand Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud, IJ Stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on. Martin connects on the first free throw. He's in double digits in the first half. He has a second free throw. Leads back to 9, 35-26. Hopton picks his dribble up, comes near side to Hazard, goes behind his back in the lane, runner on the way, it's good. Good job of creating space, getting the shot off in traffic. Hazard with the basket, I believe that gets him in double digits.
Absolutely, has 11 points on the night.
The defense by Hopton. Good hands by Barnes. Deflects a pass from Martin to the post. Hopton to the basket. Shot blocked by Sheridan. Picked up by Martin. Pulls the dribble up on the near wing. Sends it out front to Burris. Burris works to his left. Able to get it to Martin. It's now Sheridan. His three on the way. It's short. Harrison with the rebound. Outlet pass to Hazard. On the baseline, Barnes. To the basket. He's fouled by Little. That'll send Pearson to the free throw line for two shots.
Man, Barnes does a great job there reading the defense, seeing the defender closing out hard. Ball fakes, gets around him, gets into the paint. Has to hang just a little bit longer. Keeps the ball in his hand while Little comes down to try to block it.
Connects on the first free throw by St. Gil Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. And Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Barnes good on the second free throw. Cuts the lead to 5, 35-30. 4:45 to play in quarter number three. Panthers looking for their first win in conference play. Attica sits in the second. Spot at 2-1. Burris for three. It's no good. Rebound Hazard. Up the floor to Barnes. Back to Hazard. In the lane. Goes up for the shot. He's fouled. It'll be interesting to see if it's on the floor or on the shot. Foul is on up Martin. We'll say the foul was on the floor. Hartman, Kirkpatrick for Coach Patton. Comes into Harrison. Harrison with the left-hand shot again. Steven, I believe he's a right-hander, but all three of his field goals have been with the left hand in the ballgame. Does he have more than three? No, he's got three.
The three that I can remember are all with the left hand.
You're cuts exactly
lead,
right.
Cuts the lead to three at 35-32. Martin counters with the drive and the basket. On the baseline, Hopton with the basketball. Out front to Hazard. Lawson fires a three. It's short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Attica basketball. Sheridan returns for Coach Patton. Alex Atkinson for Coach Simmons. Five-point lead, 37-32 for the Red Ramblers. Little crossover dribble. Good defense by Hazard. Martin with the cut. Shot comes up short. Rebound Barnes. Hopton. Kick. Hazard. Shot. Good look. Wouldn't go. Little with the long rebound. Rushes it up the floor. Nowhere to go. Good retreat on defense by the Panthers. Sheridan open at the top of the key. Say on the shot by Sheridan, he was fouled by Harrison. That'll be the second on Logan. Sheridan connects on the first free throw. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, in Park County REMC, or Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Second free throw. Good by Sheridan as well. Lead back to 7, 39-32. Attica. We're at the three-minute mark of quarter two. Hazard in between the circles, near wing to Barnes. He'll get a screen from Harrison. Works to his right. Kicks the ball to Hopton. Good catch by Brandon. He'll back the ball out a little bit. Works to his left. To Hopton. Hopton working to his right. Got in the air. Nowhere to go with the basketball. Maybe a good decision there to come down with the travel. Not throw an errant pass and allow transition basketball for Attica. Little's going to get a break. He's replaced by Pattengill. Martin on the right side has the ball knocked out of bounds.
You're going to see Verasco check back in the game. He'll replace Harrison. So kind of a small lineup right now for Coach Simmons.
Out front to Pat and Gill. Near wing, it's Hartman. Hartman penetrates, picks his dribble up. Brings it near side to Martin. In the post, Pattenville. Good movement. On the baseline, Martin. To Sheridan. Near side, Kirkpatrick drives. He steps on the end line. Out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Good communication. Good rotation for the Panthers. Closing out on shooters that time. Hazard takes a good retreat step. Forces that player to step on that end line.
The Ian Kyle seeing his first action for Coach Simmons. Good ball reversal by the Panthers. Verasco with the ball in the lane. Kicks it to Kyle. He's going to be called for the travel. Little replaces Martin. Things have slowed up offensively. 39-32. Attica with a 7-point lead. Make it 9. Little with the jumper.
Yeah, really just too easy for Little that time. A little crossover. Gets it to about 15 feet. Pulls up. Rises above the defender.
Barnes to the basket. He'll get the shot to go. I believe the foul was on Kirkpatrick.
What
Jim, I think one of the things that you and I can both say is the evolution of some of these other players. They've really come along. They've grown in their ability, certainly, but I think confidence has been the biggest thing for them to go out there realizing it's okay for me to take, you know, some of these shots and get out there and really be more aggressive offensively. It's been a huge difference that we've seen in the last few weeks for this team.
A lot more balanced. I think that they've really developed some players that they can attack you in a lot with a lot more versatility than what they could earlier in the year. Little fires a three. His shot rolls off the rim. Atkinson with the rebound. I believe it'll be Hartman with the foul. So at 103, Panthers continue to hang in the ball game. They trail by 6, 41-35. They have the basketball. Martin replaces Kirkpatrick. Jonathan on the point. He'll work against Sheridan. Comes near side to Barnes. Out front to Hazard. Once again, you see Brandon makes a really nice catch. The ball you thought was going to get away from him. Now Kyle in between the circles. Near side to Hazard. Atkinson is going to lose control of the ball on the dribble. I like his aggressiveness, but he got in traffic. There was nowhere to go. He loses the ball. He is actually laying on the end line. So it will be Attica basketball. Down to 35 seconds in the quarter. I think Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. And Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga. Martin to his right with the dribble out front to Little. Fires a deep three. It's good. No such thing as holding for one, is there, Stephen? Shot goes up at about 12. Hazard on the drive. Shot won't go. Kyle with the putback, no good. Kyle again, no good. Atkinson this time finishes. That's the buzzer. So an important basket. Cuts the lead to 7 at 44-37. We'll be right back for fourth quarter action from Riverton Park on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, All-Stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We have one more eight-minute segment in this one. Been a good ball game. Attica with the basketball. Martin, Sheridan, Little, Pettengill, and Burris. Riverton Park. It's Hazard, Atkinson, Verasco, Kyle, and Barnes. With the pass was kicked by the Panthers. So it will be Attica ball out of bounds. Going to come in at about 4 to Martin. Good job by Hazard to take away the baseline. Martin steps back, fires a 3. It won't go. Pettengill with the rebound. As Atkinson came off of his player to rebound the basketball, they'll say enough contact to give him the foul, his second. That is the fourth on the Panthers here in the second half. Martin out front to Little. Back to Martin. Dribbles to his right.
In the post to Pattingill. Burris with the basketball, penetrates up the lane to Pattingill. This pass inside to Burris. I tell you what, about three or four times, you don't feel like the spacing's there, Stephen, but somehow able to get the pass through. And they end up getting the bucket. Atkinson's shot won't go. Rebound on the baseline to Attica. They lead by 9, 46-37. They have the basketball. We're inside of 7 minutes. Burris left open for three. He's not going to shoot it. Now Little with the basketball. In the lane to Pattingill. Backside Sheridan. Martin with the jumper in the lane. He's fouled by Atkinson. That'll be the third on Alex. Like to thank Wall's Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. Money Over Pet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and in Covington. Martin cannot connect on the first free throw. Lawson returns to the Panther lineup. Well, we got perspiration on the floor, on the basketball. Official comes over to the Attica bench and grabs the towel.
Well, Jim, if you've got a go-to play, one that works for you consistently to get a bucket, now would be the time to pull it out. I know that a little bit of a run now from Attica has kind of extended this lead back out to 9 points, so you really need to kind of stop the bleeding here, keep yourself close. That one play that we've seen at the Classic, that little backdoor cut from the elbow to the block, seemed to always work.
Martin misses both free throws. I don't think we've seen that play tonight. I
have not seen it yet.
Near side, Lawson with the basketball. Out front to Kyle. Works with his left hand. He's going to be called for another travel. Most of the travels are a result of trying to do work on the offensive end in traffic. Hopton returns to the Panther lineup. Sheridan dribbles to the near wing to Pattingill. Back to Sheridan out front. Little, he fires the three. It won't go. Barnes with the rebound. To Hazard. He dribbles into the front court. Finds Verosco. Barnes for three. It looks good. It is good. Panthers to within six, 46-40. Haven't really had a run here in the second half, Stephen. A good time for one. They need to get a stop on the defensive end. Attica slows things down. Martin in the post. Nice pass to Cutting Little. You can't trail in this game against players with the quality offensively as a Little or a Martin. They'll make you pay. Lawson answers with a baseline jumper. 48-42. 5:15 to go in the ball game. In the post to Pattingill. He draws a double team. Good job by Verosco. He pokes the ball away. Forces a turnover. Barnes for another three. It looks good. It is good. Back-to-back threes by Barnes in his last two shots. Panthers to within three, 48-45.
Just really poor recognition from Attica. Everybody goes, protects the rim, then closes out on Jonathan. Don't find the kid that just knocked down one from distance.
Well, don't go anywhere, folks. We're down to 4 minutes in this one. It's a good ball game. Lead has been cut from, what, 11, Stephen?
It was 11 at one point.
11 is the largest lead for Attica. Down to one, 48-47. Attica with the basketball. Martin to Sheridan. He draws the charge. Good job by B.J. Hopton. He was squared up. So an opportunity for the Panthers to regain the lead that they haven't had, at least here in the second half. Maybe in the second quarter as well. Marasco on the baseline. He'll work against Sheridan. He backs in. Cut off. Skip to Hopton. Hopton shot blocked by Sheridan. Weak side defense rotated. Good job by Sheridan. He protects the basket. Attica with the basketball. Burris out front with the dribble. Scoop pass Little. Out front, Sheridan. Hands it off to Martin. Martin works in between the circles against Hazard. Up the left side. Martin's going to get the basket, head to the free throw line. Fouls on Lawson, on Garrett, his second.
And Martin isolates himself on that far wing, does a very good job around the first defender. Lawson just a little bit slow to rotate over. Reaches in, gets the foul call.
Good on the free throw. 4-point lead, 51-47. Panthers in the half court. Verosco on baseline. His jumper won't go. Rebound on the weak side to Burris. I'd like to thank Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Kirkpatrick backs himself in. He gets the basket. So it's five straight by Attica to lead by six, 53-47. Barnes fires a three. His jumper good. He's got three threes in the quarter. Cuts the lead in half, 53-50.
That is not an easy shot. Comes off a screen. Gets his shoulder square, though. Looks through the defender's hands. Doesn't deflect it at all.
Little in the post. Shot won't go. Good defense by Barnes. Pearson gets the rebound. So an opportunity to cut the lead to one or possibly tie with a three-point field goal. Clock inside of 2 minutes. Hazard on the dribble. Foul on the floor. That will be the sixth on Attica. I thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Tacoma areas. Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Park Chevrolet in Cayuga. Defense by Kirkpatrick. He comes up with a steal. It's going to be a run out on the back end. It's Little to Burris. Foul will be on Hopton. That will send Burris to the free throw line for two shots.
Hopton does a great job getting that recovery. Attica with the run out. Intentionally going to foul the whole time, understanding you don't want to give up an easy layup. Make him earn it.
Burris good on the first free throw. Second shot rattles in and out. Rebound, Verosco. Two possession ball game. We're inside of a minute 30. Verosco, good move. He's hacked. No call. Hopton with good hustle to come up with the ball. His pass deflected out of bounds. Can't believe there wasn't a foul call there.
That's a lot of contact across the arm. Absorbs a little bit of the body, too. Does stay with the Panthers, fortunately. Minute 19 to go.
Ball comes into Jonathan. Hands it off to Hazard. Brandon from 12. In and out. Rebound, Martin. Good look. Went down, came out. Foul in the backcourt. Verosco. That's going to send Martin to the free throw line at 109.
Well, Verosco in no foul trouble. That's just his first. So tries to take a little bit of a chance, sees if he can pick his pocket. If nothing else, though, it extends this game. Not sure Martin is the player you want at the line. He's got 20 points tonight.
He rattles the first one home. He'll get the second.
Makes it 6 of 7 from the line.
Now a 5-point lead at 55-50. Second free throw also good. It's a full two-possession ball game. A little over a minute. You've got to be in a hurry, but you've got to get a quality shot. Barnes jumper on the way is short. Lawson with the rebound to Verasco. Johnson fires a three. Thought he got hit on the arm again. No call. Rebound Little. And a foul in the backcourt is going to send Little to the free throw line. I thought we were going to have a chance at a four-point play. The shot came up short, but I thought it was hit enough to go to the free throw line. So a big no call. Attic at the line for a one-and-one. Little connects on the first. And you just have to believe that the two players you don't want to send to the line would be Martin and would be Little. They are 4-for-4 in the last 15 seconds from the line. Lead is up to 8 at 58-50. Verasco looks like he was hacked again. Now on the shots, they're going to call the foul. That's going to send him to the line for three. What you want to score with the clock stopped at the free throw line.
Jim, I guess the fourth time's the charm. If you're Jonathan Verasco trying to draw a foul, he's taken three the last couple of possessions, finally gets the call he deserves.
Jonathan good on the first free throw. That'll send it. Yeah, I guess we'll have another free throw. Then we'll have Ian Kyle, a defensive substitution. Second free throw rolls off the rim. And it is Kyle into the ball game. Throw good. That'll stop play. That'll allow Atkinson to come in the ball game. I always like that substitution if you're going to press, Steve. It allows you time to get your press set. Teams that press, you see, they will do that every time a free throw is being shot. They don't hit the free throw. A lot of times they'll pull that player back. But good job by, they almost get the 5-second call. Foul. It's going to send Burris to the free throw line. That is the 10th, so it will be double bonus situation. Takes a little bit of pressure off if you're the free throw shooter. Burris, I believe, one of two. His last trip, or was it two for
yep,
two?
Yep, one of two.
Played a very good floor game tonight. He misses the first free throw. Another thing to remember here, at 58-52, 6 points, a two-possession ball game. A free throw here makes it a lot tougher on the Panthers. It would make it a three-possession game. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound, Verasco. Plenty of time. Verasco to Hazard. Brandon puts it on the floor. His shot won't go. Going to send Brandon to the free throw line. Another opportunity to score with the clock stopped. Foul is on Kirkpatrick. His third.
I don't mind that at all. Not quite time to start shooting the three yet. If he makes that layup, Coach Simmons has timeouts to stop the clock. Doesn't need to with him getting to the free throw line.
You got to hit free throws. He comes up short on the first one. Kyle Atkinson into the ball game. Second free throw good by Brandon. Gets the lead to 5 at 58-53. Now you're getting a 5-second call. Come up with a turnover. Ball comes into Burris. Quick foul.
That's it.
Send Burris to the free throw line.
It's a great job defensively by Riverton. They double-team Martin. They leave Chase Little isolated one-on-one. They don't get the ball into those guys. Burris just went to the line, missed two free throws. Exactly what you look for through Coach Simmons.
So 33.6. You trail by 5. First free throw good. point, went in the wrong spot. Burris, a good job. Steps up to the free throw line after missing his last two. Knocks these two down. So I believe it should be 60-53.
Correct.
Will be Panther basketball, 33.6. You don't need a three at this point with it being a three-possession ball game, but you got to do something in a hurry. I think you take the three if you get some penetration and a kick. Hasn't fires a three. It's off the mark. Good hustle by Hopton. He tries to save the ball inbounds. They say he has a foot on the end line. It will be Attica basketball. Kyle and Atkinson return defensively. Sheridan over the top to Little. Little into the front court. He's going to be fouled. That'll send him to the free throw line. Clock is at 20.7. Stay tuned for a Fountain Trust post-game show. Little connects on the first free throw. So I think when it's all said and done, Stephen, it might have already happened. You're going to have two players for Attica with 20-plus points. You saw that at North Vermillion as well. Little connects on the second free throw. Jonathan for three. His shot won't go. And a foul on the rebound. We'll send Hazard to the free throw line.
22 points.
So that's Hartman. Seth Hartman for Attica. That will send Hazard to the line.
With all the fouls here in the latter stages of the game, things have really slowed down. Still have 13.5 on the clock. Almost in a situation. If you hit the first, Steven, you're almost, you're really forced to probably try to miss the shot and get the rebound. Down 8 points. A free throw here will keep it at a three-possession ball game. The free throw is good. 52-55. And that's going to send Martin to the free throw line. His foul is on Kyle. Quite honestly, he can foul with the clock stopped. Is it allowing any time to run off of the clock?
I think Martin does a pretty good job of selling that one, too.
Zero is off the mark. I didn't see it, so.
Yeah, just, he was cutting from the through the lane from the opposite side. And there's a little body contact there, but usually to me a sign of flopping is when your arms start flailing through the air. That's what we saw there.
1-2 for Martin. We're off to Lawson. Lawson fires a three. His shot good. With timeout by Coach Simmons. Cuts the lead to 5, 63-58, 4 seconds on the clock. Let's take a timeout, send it back to studio. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout, a full timeout. We'll be right back. It's Riverton Park High School on 104.9 WXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family.
When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, and as the ball comes in bounds, it's a quick foul on it by Ian Kyle. That's going to send Martin back to the free throw line. First free throw good. Lead at 6. Six is pretty tough with 4.9, Stephen. 7, I think, would be next to impossible. It is at 7. Hazard pulls up at the top of the key. His shot short. We've gone final. Attica with the WRC victory, 65-58 over Riverton Park in boys basketball. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for our Fountain Trust postgame show on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show. Well, it's a sweep for Attica High School tonight over Riverton Park. They win the girls' game 45-31 in the nightcap. In the boys' contest, 65-58. This was a competitive ball game, Stephen, from start to finish. It wasn't determined until late in the ball game, and got to give Attica a lot of credit. Really nice job at the free throw line to you know, once they kind of got it to that two possession, or if it got caught underneath, they had an answer. But very competitive ball game, and quite honestly, there's a chance these two teams could hook up again in late February, early March, and it's a game I'd like to see again. I know that.
No, I would agree entirely. It was a well played game as well. You know, both of the teams I think executed pretty well throughout most of the night. You know, they did what they wanted to offensively. From a defensive standpoint, I think they really played hard, very aggressive, you know, getting up, trying to deny some passing lanes. It was just a good brand of basketball that really has been refreshing. It's been a joy for me to see tonight for sure. But very impressed with what Riverton has done, where we've seen this team come from, just the amount of improvement that they've shown. And as I said, just the confidence that they continue to show and how some of these players are developing. You know, from very minimal roles to now being some very, very key players, particularly offensively, is a pretty cool thing to see. But I think this is a tremendous matchup. Certainly has you know, a lot of potential riding on it if it is a sectional game.
Well, 3-10 team right now, but I would say that if you view this as a 3-10 team and don't prepare and don't come ready to play, you got to find yourself in trouble against the Panthers.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree entirely. I think they're, as we said, I think they're starting to peak at the right time, and it's going to be a team that I for sure will see getting some more conference wins as they go through the remainder of the season. I like the direction that they are going in terms of just their offensive output, and they're moving the basketball. They're sharing it more. I think they're trusting each other, which is a big part of the success that we've seen out of them. So it's been a good run. Obviously, they have a lot to continue to improve upon, just further take care of that basketball when they possibly can. But overall, terrific ball game. Really a joy to watch.
Well, and you mentioned it earlier. I think the development has been something to you and I that has become very obvious. No longer, I think, when you view this Riven Park basketball team, you've got multiple people now that can lead them on the offensive end. And as they continue to develop that, they become a team that's much more difficult to guard on the offensive end. And if they will continue to stay focused and improve in the areas that we've seen, in that half-court offense, I thought they really played well tonight. If they can continue to do that, do a little bit better job of taking care of the basketball. You can't turn it over out front, because turnovers out front, as we saw, lead to transition points and easy baskets for the other team. And if you can clean that up, you're going to be very competitive in this conference. And come tournament time, teams aren't going to want to play Riven Park.
No, I don't think they are. I certainly would venture a guess that any team that begins to watch game film on them from, you know, the classic into this ball game, we'll see just the change that we've seen in them. And we've also, we also got to mention that there are some small things too. You know, just maintaining concentration throughout the game can certainly be a big difference. We talked about the foul on Harrison earlier and taking away the 3-point shot, and that kind of leading to a run out. If you can just begin to put all those pieces together, then you put yourself in much better chances to win ball games.
Let's take a commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. Not sure if Coach Simmons going to get out of here in time to talk with us. If not, we'll cover statistics when we come back and hand out our 3 postgame awards and wrap things up. Once again, final score here in the boys' contest goes to Attica 65-58. Stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be right back to Riven Park High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to Riven Park High School and our Fountain Trust post-game show. Stephen, let's take a look at statistics from this ball game.
All right, your final score, Attica 65, Riverton Park 58. For Attica, they were led by Alton Martin with 25 points tonight. He did that on 53% shooting from the field. He was 10 of 12 for 83% from the free throw line as well. Chase Little close behind, had 23 points. He was 9 of 18, so from the floor, shot 50%, perfect from the free throw line. Goes 4 of 4 tonight. 8 points to Drew Sheridan. He knocked down 2 3-point baskets. He also knocked down 2 free throws as well. David Burris finishes with 7. And Eli Kirkpatrick has 2 points on the night. Attica as a team shot 65%. They were 17 of 26 from 2-point range. 3-point field goals, they were 21%, 4 of 19. Shot 73%, which is 19 of 26 from the free throw line. The Panthers were led by Pearson Barnes tonight. He had 17 points. He was 5 of 8 from the floor. That's over 60% shooting from him. 4 of 6 from the free throw line as well. So terrific night from Pearson Barnes. 3-pointers. He was 3 of 6, 2 of 2 from 2-point range. So congratulations to leading scorer this evening, Pearson Barnes. Brandon Hazard had 14 points tonight. He was 4 of 11, 5 of 7 from the free throw line as well. Had another very good aggressive offensive night. 9 points for Garrett Lawson. He was 3 of 3 from two-point range, knocked down a three-pointer as well. 6 points to Logan Harrison, 6 points as well for B.J. Hopton. Jonathan Verasco finishes the night with 4 points, and Alex Atkinson adds two. Riverton was 52% from two-point range, going 14 of 27. They were 30%, 6 of 20 behind the three-point line, and then they finished 12 of 17, a very solid 71% from the free-throw line as a team.
Thanks, Steven. Continue to look out, but not coming up with Coach Simmons. Let's hand out our three post-game awards. Our first is our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. It goes to sophomore Pearson Barnes. Leads the Panthers in scoring tonight with 17 points. Very solid game for the sophomore. Congratulations, Pearson Barnes is our Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, to junior Brandon Hazard. He's the second leading scorer on the team, 14 points. Plays hard on both ends of the floor. Congratulations, Brandon Hazard. Is your Park County REMC High Energy Player of the Game. And your six-man spark plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships, goes to B.J. Hopton. 6 points off the bench. Played very well on the defensive end as well. Congratulations, B.J. Hopton. Your Jackson Family Dealerships six-man spark plug Player of the Game. Game one goes to the Attica Lady Red Ramblers, 45-31. Game two in the boys' contest goes to Attica as well, 65-58. I'd like to thank Lee back in the studio for all of her good work. Appreciate all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Appreciate those of you who tuned in to us. Remind you that our next broadcast will come Tuesday night from South Vermillion High School, a very important girls Wabash River Conference game between North Vermillion and South Vermillion. So invite you to join us. We'll come on air at about 7:15, tip-off right around 7:30. So for Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, once again, we've gone final. Both games go to Attica over Riverton Park on Friday Night Basketball on 104.9 WAXI.